Mr. President, honored delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we meet here in an hour of grief and challenge. Dag Hammarskjöld is dead, but the United Nations lives. His tragedy is deep in our heart, but the tasks for which he died are at the top of our agenda. A noble servant of peace is gone, but the quest for peace lies before us. The problem is not the death of one man. The problem is the life of this organization. It will either grow to meet the challenges of our age, or it will be gone with the wind, without influence, without force, without respect. Were we to let it die, to enfeeble its vigor, to cripple its powers, we would condemn our future. In this hall, there are not three forces, but two. One is composed of those who are trying to build the kind of world described in Articles 1 and 2 of the Charter. The other, seeking a very different world, would undermine this organization in the process. However difficult it may be to fill Mr. Hammarskjöld's place, it can better be filled by one man rather than by three. Even the three horses of the Troika did not have three drivers, all going in different directions. They had only one, and so must the United Nations executive.
John Kennedy was now dealing with a man he knew. At first, he had resisted any summit meeting with Khrushchev. But events in Laos, in Berlin, in Cuba, weighed upon him heavily. And there was the constant worry of miscalculations.